Couple found tortured, murdered in Cancun home. By Cartel Chronicles on November 22, 2022. Cartel violence continues to plague the tourist hotspot of Cancun despite government assurances about improved safety. On Monday, locals found a human body wrapped in a blanket on a sidewalk. Local news outlet Noticarib notes that local authorities believe the victim was murdered in another location and dumped along a busy roadway. The murder comes days after authorities found a couple that had been tied up and tortured inside a house on the western side of Cancun. According to Noticarib, a relative discovered the victims and called authorities. The house where the gruesome murders took place had been the target of two shooting attacks in prior weeks. Cancun and other surrounding cities in Mexico's Caribbean coast have seen a dramatic rise in violence as cells linked to Cartel Jalisco New Generation try to take control of local drug, alcohol, and sex trades in addition to human trafficking routes into the country. While cartel crimes usually go unsolved, locals have increasingly grown upset over the general lack of actions by authorities on other crimes not directly linked to organized groups. Earlier this month, feminist groups held protests on the two-year anniversary of a demonstration in Cancun where police allegedly fired into the crowd and tortured attendees. According to Animal Politico, several of the detained protesters claimed they were sexually assaulted by police. The actions on that day triggered an investigation by federal authorities, however, no arrests were made. The protests on November 9, 2020, were over the murder of a young woman who was dismembered by her boyfriend and at least three other men. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by E.F. Robles from Jalisco.